Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get down, get down. Kuma Gang is your artist of the day.
You wanna get down?
Rod and I were there the night they blew Van Halen off the stage at the Sprint Center. And that was the last thing I expected.
Get down on it. Come on now.
Never underestimate a funk group of any sort.
That's right. Especially Kuma Gang. If you missed it at the beginning of the show today, Dana stumbled upon a fascinatingly interesting news report from one of our sister stations from the Great Northwest. Presumably one like Montana, Idaho, or Alaska. I don't even know what station this is from.
I actually found out it's in Maine.
Oh, it's in Maine?
Yes.
Maine?
Then I beg your pardon. One of our sister stations from the Great Northeast.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was going to be Montana-ish.
And for those of you who are unaware, and this is actually a thing, moose poop jewelry. Very popular in Alaska. You'll find moose poop jewelry everywhere.
For real. Earrings.
Yes. Necklaces. All kinds of stuff.
And it's not cheap.
And this will not be outdone reporter really put his nose down to the grindstone, and he got to the bottom of this story. And he interviewed a woman who makes and sells moose poop jewelry. And here is this fascinating story.
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home. There are 2 adults, 3 kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish, and a whole bunch of moose turds. Mary Winchenbach runs Turdy Works. It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So it just kind of, you just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know. For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1 turdy, 2 turdy, 3 turdy.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no 2 turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the 2 turds alike?
Guess not.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. And I have found that when a moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right to me, and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
I'm like in love with this story. I don't know why.
Okay, now that you say
it. Oh, sorry. Keyword is velvet 72881. Velvet 72881.
Now that you say Northeast, she's got a little Boston in there. You can hear a little bit of that accent. Yeah. That woman.
I heard the accent earlier, but couldn't really place it.
I couldn't
it,
either.
You know?
I could, but I thought, wow, she must, you know, have moved from like, you know, Boston over to Montana or Alaska or something.
There's moose in Maine.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, Maine is way up there.
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
It's way over there.
Yeah, I see
Right next to the portion of the map that is marked not water.
Yeah, it's not water. It's Canada, but it's blue, so it looks like water.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it doesn't really look like water.
You walk about 50 yards in any direction, and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
I love how she talks about how it's local, too.
I know.
Hey, our turds are local.
Well, you want your turd jewelry to be local. You don't want imported turd
You want
jewelry.
Authentic.
Clearly, I'm just disappointed she didn't mention organic and free range while she was at it, because it is both of those, too.
I got to find the part where she starts...
You ever seen two that look alike?
And
no.
The reporter goes, well, I don't think so.
Not exactly.
I never thought of it like that, ma'am.
You just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know. For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in.
One turdy, two turdy, three turdy.
One turdy, two turdy, three turdy.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike?
Guess not.
No.
I guess not.
No, ma'am, I haven't.
How much is the turd clock? You laugh. She is making a mint. That woman is laughing all the way to the bank.
Who's got the next birthday around here?
Oh, it is such a great
gag. I think it's her.
She ships everywhere.
I do not want moose turds for my birthday. Look, I'm still waiting on a damned birdhouse.
It's not the best quality product, but it's certainly a solid number two.
Wow.
Nice job. That was good.
Get out.
That was actually pretty good.
So bad.
All right, here we go. I'm on the Turdy Works Facebook page.
How much for the clock? Who is buying this stuff except as a gag gift? Like, as a gag gift, I guess.
Yeah, but there's money in gag gifts.
What are you talking about? They sell this stuff. They were selling this in the 70s when I lived in Anchorage. It was everywhere. It was really everywhere.
And, yeah.
Okay. Look at her. Not exactly what I expected her to look like.
No, she got short, spiked hair. She looks like she would take you in a fight. She would take you down in a fight.
I think she would.
I'm told the Maine people are interesting. She certainly lives up to that.
I mean, you take these little turds here and...
Someone on the text line said, Dana needs a turd house.
See, there she is. She's out turd hunting. See that picture right there by that big tree? And then right next to the tree is just a mound of money. Those are called turds. Those are moose turds right there.
This is the most bizarre business I have ever heard of.
You just did a story about a lady that cuddles with people for a living.
Okay, that's weird too.
Yeah.
Selling moose turds seems pretty normal to me.
Okay, who's wearing the earrings?
It's not weird.
That's what the earrings look like.
It's entrepreneurial.
Oh.
So they're very nice.
There's a turd sickle. Did you see the turd sickle?
Yeah.
It looks like a fudge sickle with a little pop stick in it, or what do you call those? The tongue depression stick. Popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And it's a turd sickle.
One of her recent posts on Facebook said, I had three, keep in mind what she does for a living, okay, because that's where the joke is. I had three interviews today, all radio stations. S has hit the fan.
Very nice.
We might have to get her on the program because I'm so fascinated with the why. Why did you decide to start doing this?
Because there's money involved. She even makes pillows with little moose turds on it. Look.
Okay, that's gross.
You put your head down.
That's disgusting. This is gross.
Sleep next to a little moose poop, you know? See, right there. Look at that. That's okay. Oh, Rod, this is like a cheese tray.
A cutting board. You're not going to cut your cheese,
Rod,
on poop.
Look, it's a chip and cheese tray.
Oh, you'll cut your cheese on that,
yeah. For like the cheese game on Saturday. Look.
I'm not going to cut my cheese on poop.
Yes, you will, actually. And there's
pretty
spray.
Sure, that's when it happens.
Would you
just
cut
reminder,
the cheese, please?
There's spray in the bathroom.
I already did. So see, it's got a moose emblem in the middle, and then it's surrounded, it's embroidered with mouse dung.
Moose dung,
sorry.
Who is buying this stuff?
Well, what if I bought you that for your birthday?
Would you want a cheese tray with poop on it. No.
Would you display that in your home?
No.
I'm sure it's sanitary.
No, I
would
not.
What about a little family of fecal people?
I don't want a fecal people family.
From the
That's so gross.
From the text line, she's an entrepreneur.
Ah!
Ah! Okay.
Can you see about getting her on the radio tomorrow?
I might have to do that.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. And I have found that when a moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction, and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business
80,
model.
80,000 people liked her page
crap
today.
Crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap, so it's like I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new TurdyWorks Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I...
I'll be right back. Hey, it's Scott Parks here to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with a grandchild. Be a hero and surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check them out online at kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. Poison. So we stumbled upon this story from the New York Times, and the headline is a $21,000 cosmetology school debt. A $9 an hour job. Here's a portion of the story. When she was in cosmetology school, Tracy Lozano had a love-hate relationship with weekday mornings. Those pre-dawn moments were the only time that she ever saw her infant daughter awake. She savored them. When the time came to hand the baby to her own mother, she said in a recent interview, she would stifle her tears, letting them roll only when she had closed the door behind her. Blah, blah, blah. Goes on to say, she had borrowed, by the way, $21,000.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
She worked nights at Pizza Hut, borrowed $21,000 to cover tuition and salon supplies, and put in 8-hour days at the school for the better part of 1 year. The amount of time Ms. Lozano spent learning to give haircuts, manicures, and facials was enormous. But the requirement was set by the state, so she didn't really question it. She was determined to earn enough money to move out of her mom's home. Only a few weeks after getting her cosmetology license in 2005, she was hired at a local Great Clips.
Okay.
The job, though, paid only $9 an hour, which meant that her days double shifting at Pizza Hut were not over.
$9 an hour and $21,000 in debt.
Even with tips, Ms. Lozano did not earn more than $25,000 in any of her first few years as a cosmetologist. For years, she relied on food stamps and health insurance from the state. She could not cover her living expenses and keep chipping away at her loan payments. 13 years after graduating, she still owes $8,000.
If you go on and read the story, Scott, there is a huge lobby of these predominantly, if not exclusively, for-profit cosmetology schools.
Okay, let's not name any of them.
I wouldn't know any of them if I could name them. The state requires you to have a cosmetology license. You see the certificates every time you go to get a haircut. My question is, if the state require, is this not price gouging? And here's why. If the state requires you to have a license, and there's only one or two places around town you can go to get your cosmetology license, and those places are saying it's going to be $20,000, $30,000. What choice do you have? And then, like this poor woman, you end up getting a job at Great Clips, which is perfectly fine. My son gets his haircut there.
Sure.
She's making around $9 an hour.
Plus tips.
You'd make better money waiting tables.
Can I ask, and I know we've talked about cosmetology and cosmetologists one other time on the show, and it was years ago, but I asked a question and the text line lit me up and people were furious. And I'm not talking down to people that cut hair. I get my hair cut right down the street over here at a Shear thing. Jessica does a great job, I think. I like my haircut.
Yeah, it's good.
However, I could not care less if Jessica has a license from the state of Kansas or not to cut my hair.
You're thinking like a guy. If you flipped it around and thought like a woman, here is why, in part, you have to be licensed. Number one, they're dealing with sharp objects. Number two, they are dealing with equipment that moves from your head to my head to Will's head. And so there is a health type component to what they're doing. Number two. Number three, they're mixing chemicals for hair color for women. And if you do that incorrectly, you could scald someone. You could bald someone.
Okay. All points are legitimate, and I understand where you're coming
from. There is chemistry involved in that side of things.
You're using chemistry in air quotes, I think. However, you know who else uses sharp objects, who deals with things that are very hot that could burn them or someone else? The guy cooking my burger at Applebee's.
Well, but he's not using that object on your body and then turning it around and using it on my body.
I understand. But he's also using that sharp object on food that he's preparing for me and then may later that night prepare it for you. You would agree that people can get sick from food that they eat at a restaurant?
Yes.
Would you not agree with
that? Yes.
We don't license the guy flipping burgers at McDonald's.
But we certainly inspect the heck out of those places.
We inspect the business. We don't license the worker. And they're handling food.
I'm not questioning whether or not they should have a license. I think they should. I'm questioning whether or not it should cost $21,000 to then go out on your own and make, in the beginning, a very low amount of money.
Great, great point. Do you have to have a license? And I ask out of ignorance, texter, but it's a good point. Do you have to have a license to be a tattoo artist?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And you are inspected by, it depends on the state.
But you don't have to go to tattoo artistry school, do you?
I don't believe you have to do that, no. But you do have to actually, I believe it's the cosmetology program. It varies by state. But
And Scott, three letters, HIV. Like you want, remember we had a guy call in, God love him, a couple months ago. He was self-tattooing. He bought a kit online. He did his girlfriend. He was doing himself. He's doing some buddies. I don't think we want to live in the world where people who buy a kit on the internet are tattooing people or mixing hair color.
A lot of people are pointing out, Scott, to work at any restaurant, you have to have a food handler's permit.
That's it.
You do, but I think you get that through the city, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, they just want your money.
You don't have to go to food handling school and drop $21,000 and then every year go back and prove that you are a good food handler.
I'm not questioning the process. I'm questioning the cost.
Okay.
$21,000?
It's outrageous, Dana. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Shutdown talks end quickly. More next.
Been driving around lately in my Kia Sportage that I picked up from Olathe Kia. And I'm not kidding you, man. I love this car. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Maya, loves the car too. In fact, asked the other day if she could have it when she's old enough to drive. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And here's why I feel very comfortable driving around in this car. Because Kias and Subarus, for that matter, are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition, and every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets, options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com.
5:31. I'm Will Starrett.
This afternoon's White House meeting between President Trump and congressional leaders, in which they discussed the ongoing partial government shutdown, didn't last very long.
Again, we saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way and he just walked out of the meeting.
That's Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, who said President Trump asked Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi would she agree to his demand for a border wall if he agreed to reopen the government, and she said no.
He sort of slammed the table. And when Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, we have nothing to discuss.
In a tweet, President Trump didn't seem to disagree with that summary. He wrote, when Pelosi said no to the wall, he said, quote, bye-bye, nothing else works. Vice President Pence was in the meeting, too.
They demanded once again that before any negotiations could begin, that we would have to agree to reopen the government.
And thus, the government shutdown will enter a 20th day tomorrow. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next at 5:32.
Dana right here for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. One of the things I love about the Stuart Woodbury service and experience is, number one, he's been here for decades helping people with their life insurance needs. Right here in Kansas City, he is local, local, local. You need him and you call him, you will get him, not some call center half a world away. Love that about Stuart Woodbury. Number two, they do the annual review. If you're like me, if you're like a lot of people, you maybe get a life insurance policy 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You toss that in the back of a file cabinet. How do you know if you are still adequately covered year to year? When you get some huge premium notice, usually that's the first clue. What's going on with this notice? Stuart Woodbury makes sure that does not happen because they do that annual review with every single one of their clients. We got the call last year. We'll get it again this year, making sure that you remain appropriately covered, making sure you haven't had any big life changes that would alter the coverage that you need, a marriage, a divorce, maybe you had a baby, adopted a child, that kind of thing. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or on the website. Get the process started. It is so easy. Lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Now KMBZ weather.
Cloudy skies, just a few clouds out there this evening. Close to freezing right now, down to 24 by midnight. 20 will start your day off on Thursday. 42 the afternoon high with a sun-cloud mixture. Storm system moves in on Friday and Saturday, impacting your plans. Rain mixing with snow, changing to all snow. Right now, if everything maxes out 2 inches, some areas will get less than that. Just depends on how long the changeover takes and also how warm the pavement temperature will be, something we'll monitor at Channel 9. 38, the high temperature on Friday. Snow comes to an end by mid-afternoon. I think before the Chiefs game, most of the heavier snow will be gone, but a few flurries could still fly. Blustery with wind chills in the 20s and a temperature of 34 degrees for a high. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
That's a jam there, Starrett.
Yeah, it is.
We will get to the calls here in just a moment. We got full board. Somebody asked a really good question on the text line, and I responded. Somebody writes, 5509, completely unrelated to the topic at hand, but it's a good question. Should we still have to pay taxes while the government is shut down, Scott? I wrote back, yes, because 3/4 of the government is still up and running.
Now give me a quarter of my money back.
But, I wrote on, but I think every shutdown should give us pause to look and see with a critical eye how extremely large the federal government truly is. Liz in Independence. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I am a hairstylist. That okay. I got licensed in California 31 years ago. And I don't think the problem is so much the cost of the school. I mean, it is high. It was a lot less back then, obviously. But it's where you choose to go to work once you get out of school. I mean, if you're lucky enough, like I was, I lived in a small town in the Eastern Sierras, and I had a lady take me under her wing in a regular salon. But it seems, and I worked there, I worked 5 years under commission, and then worked self-employed. So you pretty much run your own business, and the money you get paid, you basically keep. you're not paying it to a company. You do have to pay booth rental.
Right, you rent your space.
Right, and hi, Dana. And you buy your supplies. And since it's been very eye-opening, and I did that for 25 years out there, and the good point about being a hairstylist is you can make your own hours if you work for yourself. So never missed any of my kids' activities, yeah, school events, nothing. That's the upside. The downside is you don't get health insurance if you don't work for a company. I mean, there's a lot of difficult points to it. We had high schoolers come, and we would talk to them, and many times I said, you know, this is a hard business. It's hard to break into. It's hard to make a lot of money. It's kind of glamorized sometimes. You
Liz,
know,
who does my, make
my
top
point
money?
Was,
who does
I don't
make
know,
top
I
money?
To go to college.
No, I mean,
and I love my job. I do.
I mean, in your industry, who are the people making huge money?
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Southern California, San Diego. It's just busy places like that. But you have to be self-employed. Although when I moved back here, I now work for a company because I had absolutely no clientele. So I had no choice. And I work very part-time. And the girls I work with, some of them make, you know, decent money.
Like I know it's slightly a different line of work, but my cousin's wife in North Carolina used to do makeup in Hollywood on movie sets,
yeah,
and for celebrity photo shoots, made a mint.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hairstylists that do make a mint, but you just have to be in the right area. You have to work your AWS off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but these girls I work with do. And I can't say the company because they'll probably fire me. But I constantly tell them, okay, you make, you know, $40,000 a year, pretty decent, but you're giving almost $40,000 away because you get, it's almost half. And I'm kind of a flake, but I tell them, hey, I did it for 25 years, self-employed. You guys can too. I mean, I like it, and it's a lot of the reason they like it, a company, is because it's convenient. You have your front desk people. I love my
right.
bosses. I mean, I like it now because I've done it so long. I'm very part-time, and I didn't know anybody. But I think the school is a little bit high. And like I said, the problem, you can't get out and go to Drake. And make a lot of money. It's just not going to happen.
All right. Thank you, Liz. Good call. Matt in Independence. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, kind of to touch on what Liz was talking about, my wife just graduated from cosmetology school in May. And we're kind of, when she was going through school, a lot of it, there are a lot of people that go in and just drop out was a big part of it that she noticed. And a lot of people that actually pass it and don't get their state boards. So you have a lot of people going to school and not even following through with it, seems like, and it's on the government's dime because a lot of the people that go aren't actually paying for it, unlike my wife and myself, we're paying for hers, but we went into it with a plan. She has my income, and we knew she wasn't going to make a great deal right off the bat. She, interned, I guess, or associate programs at a couple salons.
Like, sure. like an apprentice program,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, basically like an apprentice program. She basically worked the desk. She couldn't actually cut hair or anything like that until she got her state boards and graduated. So she did that and everything. The two salons that, one of the salons she just basically kind of shadowed. She wasn't paid for that. And the owner of that salon did very well. I believe she made close to six figures a year. The other salon, the owner of that one, I know she makes pretty close to that right now. But the problem with a lot of it is you go into it with a mindset you're going to make a lot of money, and you get into the not the booth renter side of it, but where basically you're a commission.
Right.
And they do take a large chunk of your money. They take like up to 50% to 60% of all sales that you do that come into the salon. So you're only making half of what you do.
Right. Because you have to chip in to pay for the receptionist and the electricity and the building cost and all that stuff, is my guess.
Exactly. You're paying for that. You're paying for all the products and the chemicals and stuff like that. As in with booth renting, basically you have it to where you have to pay out of pocket for all your chemicals, all your tools and stuff in the space. And booth renting actually seems to be quite a bit more worthy of pay.
Yeah.
Because I think on average around town's like $500 a month, give or take, maybe a little bit more.
okay.
for you to rent out a salon for full time for like 3 or 4 days, but you're only talking like maybe 30, 40 hours at most a week.
Hey, hey, Matt, real quick, how much did your wife's cosmetology school cost throughout the whole course?
Supposedly, at the end of all said and done, it's supposed to be right around, I think, $22,000. And she went locally. Yeah. It was something we definitely considered and such. But even then, the other fact, she can go for another year and have an associate's, I believe, in like general business. And she can manage a salon and have 3 or 4 girls that work underneath her.
Okay.
But it's not as bad. And the biggest thing with going to school, the factor of what you're paying for is that learn how to use the chemicals.
Okay.
Is by far the biggest thing, because you could easily make somebody bald really quick.
Or you could burn somebody, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, did you know that there's a difference? I did not know this until a couple years ago, between a barber and a hairstylist.
Yes.
Did I tell you about this?
If barber can use the blade,
straight edge razor,
right?
Can use a straight edge razor on the back of your neck. You have to actually get a barber's license
to be able to use the straight
edge. To use a straight edge razor.
And only barbers know what that blue stuff is they put combs
right?
in.
All right. What is that? I guess we would know if we were barbers.
If you were barbers, you would know.
But we're not, and so we don't. But I'm not kidding you. That's the weirdest, stupidest thing ever. You have to get a license in order to shave the back of a man's neck with a straight edge razor.
Would you want someone shaving you with a straight edge razor? Or do you prefer the bzzz?
No, the gal that I go to, she's not a barber, so she can only use like the super small blades.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's a much smoother glide. Bzzz.
Okay, and then my second question, are you old enough now that you have hair coming out of your ears and your nostrils?
Not my ears.
Aha! Does she clip them?
They don't come out of my ears. I don't have ear hair.
Does she clip your nose hair?
No, I do that myself.
Good to know.
With a small pair of scissors that I got at the grocery store. Michael in Overland Park. Hello, Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
Hi.
Up? Hey, can you take us off speaker if you don't mind?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Go ahead, buddy.
I was just calling in. My wife owns a salon in Midtown, and I own a catering and business and restaurant in downtown, so we're very familiar with both sides of what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Tell us more about what you know.
So she does a booth rental setup, and she has, you know, she has worked with and has people that make big money in what they do. You know, it's very much, they have thousands of followers. I mean, they travel the country and teach classes and do a continuing education. And, you know, they can charge someone $200 just to sit in the chair.
Don't you remember the haircut that, the guy who cheated on his wife who had cancer?
John Edwards.
Don't you remember John Edwards had a $400 haircut?
Yeah.
And people flipped out. They're like, who's cutting this guy's hair?
Yeah. I mean, they have people that come in and take up 6-7 hours of a stylist's time, on certain days. And they are working with chemicals, but, you know, they're essentially bleaching your hair and then coloring it back to the color that you want.
Right.
So, you know, it takes time. They have people that spend the day there and want to drop $600 on their hair. You know, have it look amazing on Instagram. So it's crazy.
$600 for a haircut?
Yeah.
It's not a haircut. You're talking hours and hours of processing hair, bleaching hair, coloring hair back exactly the way they want it, blowing it out, styling it afterwards.
All that stuff.
Cleaning it. I mean, it is an entire process.
You know, I honest to God, man, Michael, I wake up every day and I thank God that I'm a man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine dropping what you guys drop on your hair.
Well, I don't drop what I used to drop.
What did you used to drop?
Oh, you know, 150.
Oh, my God.
Now I let it go gray until I just can't stand it anymore. And then I'm like, all right.
576-7798. Your next keyword to cash coming up at the top of the hour. Jonathan Weir, right after the 6 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep yourself and your budget in shape. They have the equipment to help you reach all of your fitness goals. They got it all: fitness trackers, treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, strength and weight training, and more. You can try it before you buy it right there with more than 40 fitness machines and more than 200 accessories on display. Right now, get a 24-pack of Powerade with any fitness equipment purchase, $199 or more. Get a free one-year membership to iFit Fitness Coach with any qualifying Nordic Track purchase, plus shop with 24 months financing on qualifying purchases $499 or more. Some exclusions apply. See the store for complete details. Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep your New Year's resolutions and your fitness goals in track and in shape. Head in now to Nebraska Furniture Mart, check it out, or go to nfm.com, always online at nfm.com. Man, you have heard me bragging about Silvercrest at Deer Creek in Overland Park. They are remodeling their spacious apartments. The floor plans were already great, with walk-in closets, huge rooms, lots of light, even great storage. But now they are upgrading with beautiful dark wood cabinets in the kitchens, quartz countertops, all new stainless steel appliances, great new tile in the kitchen and bathrooms. The look is brand new, but the great service and team has been around for years. Some of their top staff has been there almost 20 years. Drop in for a tour. You will love Silvercrest, an active retirement community. They offer both independent and assisted living lifestyles. You do have to be over age 55 to get in. Nestled among beautiful old trees with meandering creeks and walking trails, it is absolutely gorgeous. Drop by or call for a tour. Just off of 130th and Metcalf, 913-681-1101, 913-681-1101, Silvercrest at Deer Creek Retirement Community, silvercrestkansascity.com.
A little Doobie Brothers coming at you.
Filthy, if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
All right, here we go. Next keyword to cash coming your way right at the top of the hour. Just a gentle song about life. Amy and Lee Summit, you get the what appears to be, it might be the last word. Hello, Amy.
Hello there, Scott.
Hi.
I worked in the food industry, and I had to be licensed. I had to have a food handling license.
Tell me about this. Now, was it expensive? Did you have to take a course?
You have to take a course.
Okay.
And you have to pass to get it, and it's through the county, whichever county you are in. You have to go through a county course.
Now, let's say I want to work at Subway or like McDonald's.
You still have to go through the exact same course. If you work at a Subway, if you work at an Arby's, if you work at a convenience store, anywhere that you are handling food, you have to have this license.
Huh. I think Rod wants in on some of your action, Amy. Hang on just a second.
No, I was just saying, I do know that if you get a job at Subway, you have to become an artist.
Yes.
What?
Yes, you have to be a sandwich artist.
Yes.
Okay, my daughter worked at a Subway for a little while. She
was a sandwich artist.
I called her a sandwich maker, sandwich maker.
Artist.
But yeah.
They're titled.
You have to go to the courthouse, at least in Jackson County, you have to go to the courthouse and take a course, and it's like $25 or $30, and usually your company will pay for it, or you have to pay for it out of pocket.
Uh-huh.
And then if you don't pass, you have to take it again until you pass.
Is it hard?
No.
So if you fail, let's
just put it this way. If a pigeon was serving food, he could probably pass the course.
If who was serving food?
A pigeon. If you're the stupidest person on the earth, you could pass the course. You're paying attention.
You tell that baby to be quiet.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know you're. I'm sure you're
right. Cute, Scott.
I'm kidding.
Just as cute as you are too.
What'd she say?
Just as cute as you are too.
I'm sure. Amy. I'm just goofing on you. I'm sure your kid's adorable. Okay, you be good.
I love your program. I listen to it every day.
Thank you. God bless you.
and we, my husband and I crack up, especially when you and Dana get into fighting.
Did you know that the sun is a planet?
Yes.
You did know that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It has, it's a very gassy planet, but yes.
Yeah, the sun is a very gassy planet. That's right.
Yes, we're all a little gassy at times.
Did you know that? The sun is a planet, Rod.
No, it is not. It's a big star.
It's actually a little star.
I do know that you have to have a food handler's license, but it doesn't cost $21,000 and a year to get.
And back to the original topic about this woman who was working for $9 an hour plus tips at a haircutting place with a $21,000 debt on her cosmetology school. I understand, and I'm sympathetic to the idea that, you know, you're mixing chemicals, you put that on somebody's hair, if it's the wrong mix, their hair is gone. I get it. I just don't understand why you have to take 1,500 hours or whatever somebody wrote in regarding cosmetology school and pay $21,000 for a job that may pay you at most $15 an hour. It just seems a little ridiculous.
It is. It is a little ridiculous. And those places that do $200 and $400 haircut, there's not a lot of people that work those jobs.
Yeah, most people who cut hair work at like a Great Clips, right, or a Super Clips, or
just a regular salon.
Don's barbershop, right, down the street. I get it.
I have a friend who works at a place and she charges like $40 for a haircut, and I think that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, there are people like Dana that paid $200 for that.
I get it.
Did at one time pay $200 for a haircut.
All right, we got to run. Your keyword to cash is push, P-U-S-H, push. Text that into 72881. Jonathan Weir coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, Trump abruptly walks out of a meeting today. More next.
Hey, are you planning to get engaged this year, or maybe 2019 is a big anniversary year for you? For whatever occasion, I've got two words of advice. Diamonds Direct. It is amazing what they have brought to Kansas City. What a game changer. Over the holidays, so many people discovered this amazing store, and like me, when I went to see it, they were blown away. More selection, higher quality, lower prices than we've ever had in Kansas City before. And for the new year, Diamonds Direct has an even larger selection of hand-picked, certified diamonds. They replenish the inventory after Christmas with more diamonds than ever before. It's staggering. All shapes, all sizes, real, rare, precious diamonds straight from the world's best diamond cutters. And also for 2019, Diamonds Direct has expanded their selection of unique, fashion-forward designer jewelry. All this plus the guaranteed best prices with the strongest warranty, including a free lifetime warranty on any purchase. Diamonds Direct really is an extraordinary and truly special place, and we're lucky to have them. Their reputation is impeccable. Check them out for yourself. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row.